I think we need to keep this closer to Chris.
Yeah, so I think I got a new voice. A voice transplant.
It was successful.
Clearly, listen to her. She's got the lowest voice ever.
I want to sound like a low voice.
Oh, you got to sing your smelly cat.
Smelly cat, smelly cat. What are they feeding you?
So sexy.
That was better than I thought, actually. Okay, so what are we talking about here?
Smallville!
Oh, yeah, this is an actual episode of our actual podcast.
Yeah.
What is this, number 4? 5?
2?
We need to keep track. No.
We've been doing it for 6 months, almost.
It was an actual podcast, an actual episode.
But we promise in the new year to try
it's
better.
It's one of our resolutions.
We're gonna try
better.
Oh,
we have it. Oh, so we have it on our. Oh, where'd our calendar go?
I took it down to write on it, and I couldn't put it back on. So.
Oh. Well, so we're doing this today. Golden Globes aren't. Golden Globes?
Oh, I printed out
Sunday.
I printed out ballots.
Yay! Golden Globes are on Sunday, so I'm off on Monday. You have available on Monday?
Yes.
Yes, and you will be available. So whether you go to
I
work
have available.
Or not. So Golden Globes, we are gonna podcast about it on Monday.
Oh yes, thank you.
I do have some exciting news.
About your boobs?
You met someone?
You met someone!
Oh, I did finally get bras, and I didn't have a breakdown.
No.
Yay.
It was kind of beautiful.
Aww. I want to see them.
Okay.
The bras.
Fashion show.
Fashion show.
But no, I had my phone interview Wednesday, yesterday.
Yeah. Guys, Anna's going to have a job.
It went
about
really
time.
Well. I thought it was awful because I kept shaking, and there was literally a question. She goes, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm really drawing a blank here. Like, I have no answer for you. Like, I felt so stupid. But she wants to do an in-person interview on Wednesday.
Woo! To see if you're real.
Woo! She's a human.
She was really interested in my, my degree and how that'll help in apply.
That's good.
So you gotta come up with a good,
I know.
Nice speech about that.
I gotta.
Okay.
But, yeah, so we're talking about Smallville.
I forgot that.
Shut up!
I just want to be sure.
I just have to check that it's still recording because it'd be really.
Has it ever stopped recording?
But it could.
Never.
I'm
on my
being
phone
cautious.
Either.
I'm being cautious.
Or ridiculous.
Cautious.
Well, anyways.
But so yeah, we're talking about Smallville, season 4, episode 19. It's called Blank.
Oh, I didn't know we were. I thought you were saying it.
Quick synopsis.
Oh, yeah. Joy's got to do it. I mean, what's your name? Anna.
I haven't forgot that last.
I know, I'm just kind of sick. I'm sorry.
Okay. Clark's entire memory ends up getting erased when he confronts a thief who has kryptonite-based ability to wipe out people's short-term memories. Oh. As Clark learns about his life, he's shocked to discover that he has superpowers.
I didn't know it was kryptonite-based. I was just like, oh, that's really
the
bright green light.
The green light is kryptonite.
Well, duh.
Because that was one of my first things that I wrote. I was like, special effects much?
I wrote Aaron Samuels. That's what I wrote.
That's what I wrote first.
It took me, I always forget who he is.
No.
And it took me like half the episode. I was like, oh, duh, it's Aaron Samuels. I go, where's that bad guy from? He looks familiar. It's my second note after this screen's 2005.
Oh, for real?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Those special effects.
Oh, yeah.
One, it screams sure. like whatever
script,
that channel.
The,
whatever that channel.
The
used
music.
To be. CW. It was
CW.
The CW.
Yeah.
Was it the CW?
Oh,
at
it
the
might
time?
Have been WB.
It was WB.
Turned
first,
CW.
And then it turns. Yeah. CW.
Probably it was WB.
It was probably
yeah,
WB at that time. 2005. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think
but
it was
the
WB
costumes,
and UPN got together.
The costumes, the music, yeah. the script.
Her
it was
hair.
So 2005.
Oh my god.
It was beautiful.
Chloe wearing like. That green jacket on top of
she
that
she always
silky,
had the blazer.
Yeah, she's always wearing a blazer,
mm-hmm.
which is what I remember from the show from the very... Oh, okay, so did you guys watch the show previously?
No.
Never
seen it.
Not one
never,
episode?
Not in my life.
Oh, my cousin was obsessed with it, and he was in love with Lana Lang. So I would watch it sometimes.
Lana,
not enough.
I got told I looked like her, and I was like, who dat?
Ooh, what a compliment. She's so... I literally wrote her name with hearts around it, because she's so cute.
I'm very confused... Isn't Clark supposed to be with Lois?
Yeah, so the whole thing is that, like, it's really sad because him and Lana have, like, this great, beautiful romance, but you know it's not going to work out because he's going to end up with Lois. They
oh,
end up
barf.
in the later seasons.
I already hate it.
I didn't like the girl who played Lois. I didn't feel like they had chemistry.
I
always thought the
down...
girl who played Lana was Lois, and I was like, wait.
Yeah, when they said her name was Lana, I literally wrote, I go, Wait, I thought the dark hair girl was Lois, and then
I thought they said it wrong. I was like, did I get her name wrong?
I was like, did they change it?
I thought that the girl who played Lois did not look like she was in high school. She looked like she was 30.
They all looked a bit older.
Yeah, but I think her in particular was like,
she did. I think I wrote that somewhere.
Yeah, because they age up all the high school age people. But I think like Lana can really pass as a high schooler. Clark looks 30.
Let's be Whatever real. Happened to Tom Welling anyway?
He just did something.
Yeah.
I just saw him on top of it.
He knows everything.
He just did something. Like, he was just in, I want to say it was a Nicholas Sparks movie.
That's why I don't know. Tom Wellington?
The Choice. He was in The Choice, and it was fucking awful.
I don't watch those.
I watched the first, three, and then they got repetitive.
I read all of the Nicholas Sparks books in junior high, because they warmed my junior high heart, and they made me so happy. And I just read
Pride and Prejudice.
And so when they make the movies, I don't, go out and see them, but
he wasn't The Choice!
When they come on, are you okay?
Yeah.
When they come on, Netflix or whatever, I'll maybe watch them on a random night, but
he's on Lucifer currently.
That's what it is. I read that he was coming back to TV, and it was going to be on Lucifer, which I need to catch up on.
So I'm surprised how long the show lasted. It was 10 years.
This is not for 10 seasons? That's crazy.
Years.
That's crazy.
I'm like, I thought it wouldn't have lasted.
Because it survived the merger, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's nuts.
It did. Yeah.
And it was way before the superhero craze.
Yeah, way ahead of its time. Which, I love the concept of it, of, seeing the superheroes before they were superheroes when they were in, high school and stuff. Because I think what was...
Do you watch Gotham?
I really want to. Because, I love Jada Pickett Smith.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I watched the first season, I was like, I can't
What's
do
his
this.
Name? The guy playing the detective.
Ben
McKenzie.
McKenzie.
Oh, shout out to my original love from The O.C.
Never watched The O.C.
Oh, it was so good. Anyways. But I'm an OC Gossip Girl sort of person, so
I don't get it.
And
90210. And 90210! We were just watching the other day. We gotta watch that show.
The new one?
The new one, yeah.
I watched the first couple episodes, and I was like, I can't do this.
It was rewatching, it was so painful, but I was still enjoying it.
That was the one that I remember. It's the girl from Degrassi. It's how
Shanae Grimes.
Yeah, Shanae Grimes and her brother in the car. And she's like, I'm so thirsty. And the camera pans on her Dr. Pepper and stays on her as she drinks it. And then goes back.
Well, CW,
that was so refreshing. She literally
CW
said
needed,
that.
Needed money, so.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I think they still do. I don't know. I think their superhero stuff's doing pretty good. Anyways.
Yeah, they've got Supernatural that's making all the monies.
Pretty much. It's basically paying for
that. That show's still on too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good Lord.
And
isn't
strong.
It 20 seasons?
No, they're on 12 or 13.
I don't understand at all.
I don't either. Supernatural, that's not my thing.
In the beginning it was so good. They should have ended after season 5. It has such a beautiful arc.
I think you've mentioned this before.
Probably.
Whenever we talk about Supernatural, which is once in a blue moon. This is the second time since we've hung out.
It dipped. I remember trying to watch after season 5, and 6 and 7 were terrible. And I forget. I think I stopped after that. But everyone says it picked back up and it got really good again. But season 5 is where
I just know that people that love Supernatural are obsessed.
Yeah.
And deeply in love with Supernatural. Once, you can't be a casual fan.
Once they brought in the angels and the demons, it got away from the main point, I thought, which was hunting the
supernatural creatures.
And it became to God versus Lucifer. Oh. End of the world.
Well, that's why you have Lucifer now.
That's a fun show. And I really like him.
So anyways, back to the show.
Back to the show we
Smallville.
Watched.
I love
that. Oh, I made a note. I said, nothing screams getaway car like a bright yellow truck.
That's what I made note of that too, because I was like, it looks plastic. That
looks
bright
really
yellow
fake, yeah.
On a truck, it looks like a little toy NASCAR thing.
Whatever happened to the Lana girl? Whatever happened to her? Where's she at? The actress.
The actress? Let's look her up, too.
This is a great episode because they explain everything.
I know. That's what I was like. This is a really great episode for us to watch. Having no knowledge of the show, we kind of got introduced to it. But I did think it was weird that, it's almost the end of season 4. And no one knows who he is?
Yeah, I was like, I thought, from what I remember, I thought Chloe and him were BFFs and they shared everything.
I know nothing, but I would have assumed he would have a posse. All the superheroes do. They have their little group that helps them do their thing.
Yeah, they're like...
But I did love that moment where he first discovered he had powers. Like, when he ripped the door off, there was that super subtle Superman theme playing underneath. I was like,
nice. I didn't even hear that.
I heard it, and I was like, ooh, I like it.
There was a weird... She did Smallville, and then...
What?
She was in... She was in Eurotrip way back in the day. I remember. She was Scotty's girlfriend.
I've never seen Eurotrip.
What?
Neither have I.
We watched
Didn't you sing? Okay. I definitely watched that when it was on like TBS or something. I was like, I'm not old enough to watch it, but this looks fun. So everything bad was basically like bleeped out or fuzzy.
Like, what the fuck? It's like watching Bring It On without censors. And you're like, oh, that's what happened.
Yeah. She was in Street Fighter, The Legend, in 2009.
Great movie.
She was on a CW show called Beauty and the Beast. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that either.
I didn't either.
It didn't look interesting.
Most CW shows.
Oh, Crystal, I wrote down a question for you.
Okay.
Was that what high school was like in 2005?
Oh, no, don't make her laugh.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was like. Good.
Was it a lot of blazers you and should like, have,
no, like
hot men?
Okay, Anna and I watched it together, and Joy watched it by yourself. And so, like, every time there was a song that came on, I was like, oh, because it was like songs when I came
Speaking of songs?
When I was in school, and like the biggest opportunity missed in this was they didn't play Three Doors Down's Kryptonite. Why didn't they play that song?
I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
I listened and I didn't hear it.
I mean in the show. In this episode,
they should have played it. Kryptonite was in the show. They should have played the song.
Kryptonite's pretty prominent in a Superman.
Oh my god. Anyways, I should have played it in this episode because I watched this episode. I don't care about the other ones.
I had to look up the song. As soon as it started playing Let Me Go by Three Doors Down, I was like, I used to love that song. So I looked it up and then I added Three Doors Down to my Spotify.
Like every song that came out, I was like, because that's everything I listened to.
I really love that band. I still love that
band. Like the last song, the Switch.
Where's Three Doors Down?
The last song was Switchfoot, and I was like, Switchfoot!
Yes! All this old stuff.
That scene between Clark and Lana when they're, like, talking...
At the locker?
Is that the locker or when she's at his house when they're talking about...
Oh, and she...
I was like, this would have made my teenage heart, like, flutter. Like, I would have been like, oh my god, I love them so much. Like, I would have been dying.
Yeah, and, like, I definitely, even from this just one episode and what I had barely watched before, I was like, I love him with Lana way better than I love him with Lois. Like, unless there's some insane character development and they, I don't know what they did. Did they force them to love each other or something? Because his chemistry with Lana was great. His chemistry
with Lois, that's why they did it. Yeah. He was supposed to be with Lois, but they
kept going.
They cast this girl, Lana, and they had chemistry. So they're like, oh, we're going to go this way instead.
I don't know. If you watched Smallville back in the day, let us know. Five followers. Yeah. At us. We need to promote this more.
Does everyone in Smallville just talk about Clark? Because they were like, I heard about Clark. Oh, I heard about Clark. Like, that's all they said.
They have the secret grapevine where they just one person says it and suddenly all of them know.
It really is a Smallville, isn't it?
Every time they said the city name, I don't know what it was. They said something else about Smallville and it being such a, like, close town. And I was like...
I don't know what that means.
I said Chloe's got that V-Mars mind. Like, she was investigating, she was, like, doing the good stuff. It's like, she's like Veronica Mars in this show.
I feel like she like, vaguely was, like, a journalist, or she was on her school's newspaper or something like that.
That's what Lois is, right? She's supposed to be the journalist.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she becomes a journalist. Maybe it runs in the family.
Maybe.
Because they're cousins.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, they mentioned that they were cousins, and I was like, oh, that's how they know each other.
But...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I'm going back to Lana. When she was Jensen, whatever.
Eccles, yes. Oh, I love her so much.
Yeah, he was in it, going back to Supernatural.
Yes.
I just thought,
it ties in.
Teenagers casually going to Paris? Like, who are they?
Yeah.
They're from Smallville. From Smallville, but they have enough money to go to Paris.
They're white people, that's what it is.
He was a little too intense, and I didn't like it.
That was a lot.
I want to see the Smallville ghetto. Where's that at?
That's the stories we should be telling.
Oh, you know what I always think is so interesting about TV shows is someone will go knock on the door and they're like, they're looking for the guy. And they're like, we're looking for Kevin. Or we know something about Kevin. And the dad just like told them the sob story. Like,
I know.
I wouldn't tell it to a bunch of
teenagers
at my door. Like, no, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
This is my house. I do not need you here. Bye.
Well, it's only an hour show. They gotta pack everything in.
I know, but I always find that so funny in TV shows. It's like, tell me your plan. Tell me what happened.
And they'll just give all the information.
Here you go.
It's like, here's what I know. Stranger Danger? Does that not apply in TV shows?
Stranger Danger.
I think that should still be a thing, even for adults. I do love the Clark casting, though. I think he was great. I think he had that 1,000 watt smile. It was beautiful. When he smiled, I feel like he healed the world. I thought he was a great little Superman.
I watched Supergirl, but I still don't know the answer to this question. Do they have super speed?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought they could just fly.
They have super speed. Well, as recent as the Justice League movie, yes.
He did that thing, and I was like, excuse me, are you the Flash? Like, no. That's the Flash's job.
It's a thing. You didn't watch Justice League, did you?
No.
Oh, are you going to?
Probably not.
Okay. So there's this whole bit in Justice League. Did you watch it? Are you going to watch it? Rude. Anyways,
It looks like a terrible movie.
It's great. I love all those characters so much.
Is it actually great, or are you just gal-gadotting all over the place?
No, because there's also Aquaman and The Flash and Cyborg.
I mean, I love Ezra Miller. I think he's great.
So much.
But I'll wait for his standalone
movie. I like the characters. I think the movie looks like shit.
No, it's really
I'll fun. Wait to see.
It's entertaining.
I love how you're wearing that shirt again.
I haven't worn it since.
I haven't seen you since.
No, yeah, there's a part where Superman and The Flash actually like race each other because they're both really fast and they're trying to see who's faster. So yeah, he does have super speed. That's the end of the movie. It doesn't it's just like an extra clip in the credits. It's just like, oh, you don't know. They're both really fast.
I do want to see Ezra Miller's movie. Ezra Miller.
Me too, because I like him.
I think he's really great.
Me too.
I think he's amazing.
But I couldn't care about Superman or Batman. And I used to love those Christopher Nolan movies. I loved.
Rumor that Ben Affleck's going to drop out as Batman.
Why though?
I don't know.
Because everyone hates him.
But, okay. I don't care for Ben Affleck.
The movies are bad. He's not the greatest, but the movies are bad.
Did you see, though, that they're getting a new person for the DC World, whatever? Who? A new producer? Asian.
Okay.
That is going to make me feel better.
Why?
Does that mean I'm in love with him?
Probably.
I don't care what race he is. He could be alien. Just make it better.
I think he'll make it better. He did actually, horror movies. He did...
James Wan?
He did It and something else. I don't know his name.
Is he the one who did Aquaman?
I don't know. Oh my God. It said he only did, horror movies. So it was, It
so
and
yeah,
something else.
Yeah, James Wan.
Okay.
Anyways, continue.
So I thought the castle decor in Luther's castle was terrible. I was like, homeboy, call me.
That,
help you.
That set.
It looked like a toy set. Like, a little boy was going in there to have his birthday party.
But I think, the WB,
In 2005.
In 2005. But, they only had so much.
But, Chloe's brooch collection, I want in on it. I want them all.
So I felt like you would have worn all those jackets she was wearing.
Yeah.
I felt like if you were in high school in 2005, that's what you would
have. I
would
have been Chloe.
So, did Luther always not have hair?
He's been bald since birth. He's like Caillou. He's like Caillou. He's bald since birth.
I'm just okay.
I think he looks so, it looks wrong for him to not have hair. Like, that actor is weird. He doesn't look
I don't think I've ever seen him with hair.
I don't even know who that
I don't,
is.
I've never seen him with hair either.
Because I've only seen him in promos for this show.
How his face looks, he needs hair.
Well, I don't think they're in the same universe, but the girl who plays his sister on Supergirl is great.
Okay. Yeah! Okay. I'm not talking about that one.
I wrote down green is not Aaron Samuel's color. That bright lime green did not do him any favors.
I thought no.
Hello, the fashion you're commenting on.
Because it was 2005.
It was very obvious. I was like, oh man, this is so 2005. And I also wrote down Chloe's belt when she was strapped in the thing and she had that big, thick, studded belt. I thought it was amazing.
Oh God. And also, Aaron Samuel's haircut, no. It was not, what is it called? Flattering on his face? But I thought, what a way to use, one of the most overused tropes in TV. Amnesia! Of course he gets amnesia. And of course everybody, helps
amnesia.
Him.
Just let it go. I did... Okay, I don't. I'm not a big comic book. Like, I don't read the comics. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot about the origins of Superman or of, like, Krypton and
all that.
Kryptonians or whatever. But I did think there was a sign on the restaurant that said, Ola Krypton.
I have yet to confirm this.
but you would think that being from Kryptonite...
would help you?
Would help them.
Yeah.
It's got the name of the planet in there. Like, why is it there?
That's true.
I just think that was interesting.
Maybe they're named that so that you know what not to have around you.
No.
That's the only reason I can come up with that. I thought Lex Luthor's castle was, like, on the outside, it looked like Professor X's school for gifted children.
Oh, it did.
On the inside, it looked like medieval times. You're gone right. Wrong.
I didn't even think about
it. Because it even has that tower, and then the facade was the same. Even the, like, shrubs. I'm like, they just use this castle for, like,
the same place.
Any American castle is going to be that one. Yeah. Any American.
Upstate New York somewhere.
Yeah. They're all over there.
I wrote down, Clark throwing those things reminded me of Luke Skywalker dusting his shoulders. And I can't remember the scene where he's throwing something, but it reminded me of that Luke going... And I'm sadly don't remember.
I don't either. I watched this really late at night. I love that, who was it? I wrote down matching plaid shirts with different colors. Everybody had on a plaid shirt. There were some different colors.
There's a scene where they're all together and you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that fashion cool. moment didn't stick out to me. I did write that my cheese-o-meter is at a firm 10 out of 10.
Very cheesy. Let's dip some chips in there.
That should be your, like, your thing. Like,
your cheese-o-meter. Rate
the cheese-o-meter.
What's the factor on the cheese?
Anna has a cheese-o-meter now.
For this one.
Because she's allergic to cheese.
I'm not allergic. I just don't like it.
She loves.
You might as well be allergic.
When it
allergic.
Comes to TV cheese, she eats that shit up.
Yeah, TV cheese is the shit.
That's what I mean. Cheese-o-meter. I hate it. Ugh.
Oh, I thought it was so funny when Aaron Samuels and Clark, I was like, ooh, boys on an adventure. I thought there was like, oh, it's like a buddy movie where they're going up to save the world. How cute.
And then, that's how boys are all the time.
I need a video of this so we can see this. And then I put Aaron Samuels would look sexy with his hair pushed back. Because it was not looking cute the way it was.
Okay, so in the end scene where they're going to save Chloe or whatever, mm-hmm. why didn't the kryptonite in the room affect Clark?
It wasn't close enough.
It needs to be so many distance from it.
It needs to be literally, like, a meter away.
Bullshit.
Because, like, when he was walking through the hallway... Bullspit!
Bullspit! I was like, oh god, what is it?
When he was walking through the hallway and the kryptonite was in the containers, like, it was, like, right, right next to him. So I guess it was just not close enough. I don't know. I feel like probably on Krypton there's like a scientific measurement for like how close can I get when it kills me or something.
There's a handbook. He has to read.
Yeah. They probably give it to everyone.
And he lost his, so...
He doesn't know. Well, he lost his memory, so...
And did Chloe's memory not get erased at the end?
I guess not. I mean...
Yeah. They did point it at her. He like...
But she remembered everybody, though. Right?
And she knew she
maybe just for her like being
maybe it was like the last 24 hours was erased, but she still remembered like
maybe her capture
that
was
I know he's an alien. I just he hasn't told me he's an alien yet.
I don't know.
Look,
because
TV writing.
I want to know how they got through four seasons with no one knowing.
I know because from I thought. Chloe
maybe after
knew.
This episode, everyone finds
hey, everyone, guess what? I'm Superman.
And I mean, I thought it was that, like, not everybody knew, but, like, her best friend. His
also,
best friend
is
knew.
He Superman? Like, is he out saving the world and fighting crime in high school?
No, he's just
No, he's just doing it in Smallville, from what I remember.
He's coming into his own.
So he's not yet Superman?
No. This is pre-Superman.
That's a lot of prequel.
That's 10 years of prequel. Literally. So, I mean, if we can have Smallville, then
Wait,
we can make
so
prequels for literally
school?
Everyone else.
So he's in high school. Okay, I can understand the whole, like, growing up, not knowing your powers. But he's out of high school for 4 years. He goes to college for, what, another 4, maybe? Those other seasons, what were they even about then?
I don't know. They probably stretched him out a lot. Because I know, after I watched it, I went through Hulu, and it showed the synopsis of the other 10 seasons, or whatever. And Supergirl comes into it. So they have a Supergirl. And then he is, like, with Lois. Like, the last three
maybe
seasons.
Maybe jumps seasons. Ahead. Like, you see him as an adult.
And from what I understood, like, Lois was already working as a journalist. So I think that would be... I mean, we're just grasping at straws here.
And he's a journalist too, right?
Yeah, he works at the paper, the Daily Planet? Or is that Spider-Man?
The Bugle, right?
That's the Bugle, that's Spider-Man. Uh-huh. The Daily Planet, I think, is it's super
the Pizza Planet, that's where he works at.
Oh my god, I want pizza.
I've been to the
I'm
Pizza
Planet. I'm having pizza today. You've been to the Pizza Planet?
The one in Disney World.
I haven't gone to Disney World at the age where I can remember.
Which, Janie got me a big Lego Disney castle. I'm dying.
She's in her 20s, everybody.
In her mid-20s.
Whatever. It's super cool.
She's younger than me, okay?
She's younger than I, also.
He and a baby.
Oh, God.
I'm a wicked baby.
Simultaneously a baby and an old woman.
That's what makes me special.
Yes.
We need that on a shirt. but she wouldn't wear it because she doesn't like t-shirts.
Lex Luthor's name was his initials for his license plate. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
It was like Lex something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Anyways, that's all the notes I have on it.
Phew.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I wrote I missed my bug because Chloe drove a bug.
I thought of you.
I was like, oh, I missed my buggy.
I saw that and I almost shed a tear, a single tear.
I go, oh, I wrote I missed my bug. I do.
You still want to get another one?
I don't know.
I think you're used to a big car now. Maybe you can't.
But I'm still really considering switching to a Prius.
Oh, okay.
Because I drive a lot and gas is expensive.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you got a car that big, honestly.
Yeah, because even that use up a lot of gas.
Yeah. It's the same size tank as my bug.
How much does it cost to fill up?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Depending on how gas is, how high the price is.
I thought you were going to say, depending on how gassy it is.
Depending on what I eat for lunch. Like 25.
Don't have a salad.
30, depending on how high the prices are.
Oh, really? Like, that's it?
Yeah, it's only 12 gallon.
Oh, okay. I think mine's 14.
Probably.
I have no idea how my car.
Yeah, no, mine's super small.
It's really small.
The
whole backside of it must be a gas tank. Is what I think. Already? Oh, we gotta pick the next one.
Hold tight. You keep conversing.
Hey.
Hello, people.
We can also
not prepared.
We can pause it. Oh, no. Can you pause it on your thing?
I don't know.
No, because what if we cancel it?
Because iPhones suck. That's why.
Look, Miss Ma'am.
Miss Ma'am.
Miss Ma'am. So are you going to keep watching Smallville?
No. Because there's far too many things I haven't seen I need to see. As opposed to watching it now.
Yeah, their priority.
10 seasons?
Who has that kind of time?
If I find out someone I really like is in it, I'm going to watch their episode. But even then, I probably won't, so.
Yeah, 10 seasons is a lot of seasons. And it's back when, like, every season was, like, 24 episodes. And that's a lot of filler.
I can't. I literally can't do it.
No, I won't watch it. I think it was nice to get a little bit of nostalgia for that time and then, like, those actors.
They brought me back to high school because I was literally in high school in 2005.
You would have graduated with Superman.
Oh, my God. Wait, was he a senior in this episode?
I have no idea. I'm making this up. But, year three. So he might have been junior.
Okay, well, I was a senior. I graduated 2005. So...
So he's, like, 1 year younger than you.
That's really weird to think about.
Alrighty. It's time. It is time.
What does it say?
It's in there somewhere.
Okay. Oh, a creepy hand. Oh, my God.
A creepy hand.
What does that say?
Oh. What?
Did you not hear about Time's Up?
I've heard about it, yeah.
Oh, you've been sick. Okay. It's really great. If you read the whole thing. It's really not that long.
A lot of words.
That's a lot of words. I mean, half of this is just the names of everybody. That's like such a great thing that they put together. It's really nice to see that solidarity. Mila Kunis, Mindy Kaling,
people's names are on
Molly
there?
Ringwald.
That's everyone who signed up.
Naomi Watts, Natalie Portman, Natalie Curran. Someone else will name Joy, but who's clearly more famous than me. Jessica Brown, Finlay, what's her name? Not Edith, the other one. Not Mary.
Oh, Sibby, Sybil.
Yeah, Sibby signed it.
Hey guys, I got it.
Alrighty, what are we watching next?
Oh, I'm gonna pull it up so we know how many.
Marissa Tomei, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Margot Robbie. Why am I so in love with Margot Robbie?
I don't know.
I like her too.
Why do you hate her?
I don't hate her. Okay. I just don't get why everyone loves her.
We need six seasons.
Okay.
Okay. I don't really know. Yeah, that's organized. So.
Rumbatha Rock. It's all just. Oh my god, I love her.
1 to 22, I think.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a minute.
Sorry, you guys. We're not prepared.
What was the one thing we didn't think about? Oh, your favorite writer, Amy Sherman. What is it?
Sherman. Who's Sherman?
Mm-hmm. I do love Amy Sherman.
America Ferrera. America Ferrera is having a baby. I'm so happy.
All the sisterhoods of babies.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful.
I've never seen that movie, so I don't understand that.
I read the books.
So. Did you read the books, too?
No. And then I watched the movies.
Four, five.
Amy Sherman Paladino did Gilmore Girls and The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for our show?
Pick the season.
We are going to watch Private Practice.
I guess. I know how much Chris is going to enjoy this. It's season 5.
Oh, a season I haven't seen. Interesting. And in season 5, there are...
A million episodes.
22 episodes.
Ugh, 7.
Just do everything except for 23 and 24. Okay, come on.
I'm getting there.
Private Practice. Hmm. I feel like Anna's gonna enjoy this the most.
Maybe. I haven't seen this season. Private Practice wasn't my favorite.
Okay. Pick this.
You pick it.
But I didn't, so you pick it.
What's 2?
Episode 12.
12.
It'll probably be like the winter finale or something. Something exciting. Someone's gonna die.
Count.
12. It episode 12.
Not the winter finale. It is after the new year, and it's called Losing Battles.
Oh, that's gonna be sad.
I can't wait for
this. Is it the same sort of format as like Grey's Anatomy, where like...
Kind of. I mean, it's the same show writer. It's showrunner.
Is it set in a hospital too?
Yes. Right?
No.
It's a private practice.
I don't know. I've never seen
it. I don't know. Like a doctor's office.
So
a specialist office?
Doctor, same thing.
So it's a group of different physicians. So there's the fertility. Addison is the fertility doctor. There's a therapist. There's an acupuncture, new wave doctor. There's general practitioners, and then they also have hospital privileges, so there's also some surgery.
Oh, okay. Huh. Alrighty. So we're going to watch Private Practice, and we're going to do this within the next 2 weeks. We already put it on the calendar.
Yay!
And we're going to have another podcast about the Golden Globes, our thoughts.
On Monday.
I'll be up on Monday, and I will get this up probably tonight, hopefully.
Cool.
We can put it on the other one, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to 2018.
Hopefully you don't have the flu like me.
Oh. Things are going to get better. And we're going to record more. So there's going to be more episodes. We need to promote more. I don't know how. Let's just have Twitter to promote.
You're the one who goes out and, doesn't give us time.
What am I going to... What? No.
Anna and I watched this episode when? And you watched it when?
You guys watched it, last week. Calm down.
Waiting for you.
Last week.
I'm just saying.
Well, we did. And Anna wasn't here the whole week anyway, so we were going to do it without Anna. The whole point of doing that.
Well, we were busy watching The Crown.
Yeah, I watched 2 seasons of The Crown.
I got them addicted to The Crown.
I watched 2 seasons of The Crown in 1 week.
Oh my God.
Me too.
I'm so happy. I don't ever binge like that. I'll do maybe 3 or 4 episodes, but I won't.
Yeah, so happy. Oh, did you finish Legion?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I loved it. Yeah. And I cannot wait for season 2. cannot I guess wait. I will watch Legion.
It's so no, good. I need to watch OJ.
Ugh. Did you finish Westworld?
Yes! Did you finish Westworld?
No. Okay, I need to watch Westworld. That and take it on that.
But. Watch Westworld. Watch
but I
Westworld.
Did, kind of. I skipped what most of the last season. Right I watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I finished.
Aww.
I skipped.
Had you seen all of them before?
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. I did like random. I'd probably seen a total of 10 episodes.
Popcorn.
Really?
Yeah. I would catch it like on reruns or whatever. Uh-huh. But I'm watching as I go to sleep. And then I forget. I think it's season 4. Like, I was really into it, so I watched it, like, all day one day. But then season 7 was really stupid to me, and I watched the first, like, 3, and I go, this isn't doing it for me. So I just skipped to the finale.
Was that when she was in love with the dude?
Aaron.
When they were, like,
really. Or Adam.
Aaron Samuels is everywhere today.
Her second boyfriend, Josh, I loved him, and I think she should have ended up with Josh. I loved Harvey. Harvey's cool, but Josh all the way. He was so
Harvey
cute.
Harvey was more like a BFF sort of guy.
Yeah.
Like a sidekick.
I liked Josh.
More than a...
So,
what else are we watching right now? Because we might as well do this.
Well, in 2 weeks, One Day at a Time comes back.
Ah!
I'm so happy.
I need to binge that
you
this week.
You need to watch... They're like 10 episodes?
Yeah, I want to watch... I want to rewatch season 1, but I don't think I can take it emotionally, so I probably won't.
I'm not going to do that because I will sit here...
I was so affected by it.
Suffering on the couch.
Did you see what's on Hulu now?
No.
Lost went to Hulu.
Are you serious?
We're good. We're covered.
Oh my god. That's so funny.
Yes, we own all the seasons, but...
It doesn't matter. It has to be everywhere.
It needs to be on a streaming service. That's how I felt about when Doctor Who left Hulu and Netflix. It was on both.
Oh, wow.
And it left both of them and was only on Amazon Prime. And I didn't have Prime at the time. And I was like, I need my doctor. Because there's certain seasons I don't have and like the specials and stuff. But
oh, yeah. So, we watched The Crown. I finished Westworld. And I need to finish Westworld.
I need to start it.
You need to start Westworld.
I'm all caught up on Doctor Who when I saw the regeneration.
Oh, really?
Oh, so what do you think of her?
I mean, it was literally
two seconds. They always do that.
It's him just saying goodbye, which I didn't expect to get emotional. Because I liked Capaldi, but I wasn't, like, in love with Capaldi. Uh-huh. I didn't, but... They brought back one of his companions to say goodbye, and as soon as she came on the screen, I was like, ooh, and I started crying. And then what I think was really cool is Capaldi was a fan from the very beginning, like, wrote to the fan club when he was a little boy.
Aww.
And so now that and David Tennant was...
David Tennant was the same way, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So seeing Capaldi say goodbye to the doctor was really special because I felt like,
it was more than just...
It was more than an actor. Thing, yeah. And I feel like that's common with the doctor. It's not just an actor leaving a show. It's an end of something.
Yeah, because they're like eras, basically.
Yeah, so I got a little more emotional than I thought I would. And then she showed up real quick. We're going to get a new TARDIS, which is really exciting.
A new TARDIS? Okay. It doesn't come back till like Christmas, right?
We don't know. It's coming back this year, and I'm hoping it'll be like August, September.
Yeah, I need the summer to be able to watch it because like I need to catch up.
I'm way behind. It's going to be.
I'm still on the Matt Smith season.
The first episode of the Matt Smith season.
So am I.
But it's going to be like that again. We're having a new showrunner, a new doctor, a new companion, new TARDIS, new everything when we come back. So it's going to be really refreshing, and I'm really excited.
Amazing Race started like Wednesday or
did it?
Or whatever day.
Amazing
Race. I want to watch it this season because
it's on there.
Guys, Project Runway All Stars started yesterday, so you will get our Project Runway All Stars thoughts sometime next week.
We'll probably just talk about it at the end of an episode, kind of like we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. What else are we watching?
The Good Place came back yesterday, too.
I kind of started watching it.
Yay! Yeah. It's so good.
I watched like the first 2 or 3 when it came out, and then I forget what happened, and I didn't keep up with it.
Life
happened.
Usually
happens.
But I've only watched like 3 or 4 now.
Ted Danson is the best. So the best.
He's so good, and I really like the guy who plays...
Kristen Bell.
Cheedy's great, but
Jason.
I think that character is pretty.
Because he's Asian, is that why?
She's the one with him. He's Asian.
He's also a dancer. If you follow him on Instagram, he's like he does hip hop dancing and stuff. I'm
what?
Like,
that's it.
Jason, get at it. No, but the girl who plays Janet is my favorite. She's the best one to watch in the scenes because whenever they're having something going on, she'll just be doing Janet stuff. And like there was one episode where Janet's like drunk because Janet.
It was amazing.
Just her in the background, just kind of like playing with her lip. Look at this guy, like, she's so great.
And also, I love it because, like, Janet the person, the actress who plays Janet, is so different from, like, Janet.
Yeah.
She's, like, she dresses, like, super sexy, and she's really...
I mean, Janet this year for Halloween. I will do it.
We should just have, like, a TV party where we can just dress up as characters. I will do it.
So, I'm really excited about this murder mystery party.
Guys, we're having a murder mystery party. I'm so excited.
I'm stressing out about it. Nothing ever happened. It hasn't happened yet. And I'm like...
We're not even close to it happening.
You don't have to do anything.
I need a... We need to show up. Can't do that either. I'm really excited for Versace.
Oh, yes.
Versace, whatever. The OJ American Crime Story or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Versace. I'm excited for that. I saw the tiny, tiny teaser trailer.
Are you going to be okay with Darren Criss?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
It's Nye's fault. Don't blame him.
It's not that bad. Like, I'm fine.
I don't remember if he was the one you had beef with.
It was Darren Criss.
And, okay. And Cora Overstreet. It's just, like it's, either.
It's,
but they're not
Lee in general. Lee in general.
And Grant Gustin. You can't let go of that one, who I love.
He looks like a squirrel. Really? Look at him.
A really beautiful squirrel.
I guess.
Okay. I love him. I do.
I don't know enough about him. I didn't watch his seasons on Glee, so I don't know.
You had to have been on Tumblr at the time that Glee was on. That was a mess. We won't talk about it.
What happened? Was he there? Did he clap back at you? What happened?
No, he didn't.
Just the fans.
It's just like fans.
Which,
stuff,
guys, man. I read an article about Stan Twitter, and I'm terrified.
Stan Twitter?
I think it's so funny that they're using that term now. It makes me laugh.
Stan Twitter?
Do you know what stan someone is?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
as far as you know what that is.
You told me because they were talking about it on Big Brother this summer, and I was like, everyone's talking about being a stan, and I don't know what this means.
I felt so educated. I was like, well.
You're so cultured. You're so trendy.
But that's old. That song is old, though. And that Eminem song is, like, really, really old.
Well, it's just now becoming
a thing. I think it's hilarious now. It's now a thing.
It's been a thing, though, on, like,
no, but not as big, though, now. Now it's literally everywhere.
Well, now it's everywhere.
But, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's funny.
Apparently, like, the Miley Cyrus stands versus the Demi Lovato versus the Selena, like, gets fucking terrifying. Like, going after Demi's dad and pictures of, like,
that's why I, like,
calling
back
Selena
like,
out for her not, they don't think that she actually has lupus and kidney issues. I think, she's hiding a cocaine problem. Like, guys, back the up. Like, what?
Somebody censored yourself.
We literally said fuck, like, so many times, but you had to censor it because it was... Because
you're talking about Selena.
Selena.
But not, like...
No, not that.
No.
How dare you?
How dare you? Oh, my God. It was a joke.
So also, Joy and I were an episode of TV.
Oh, my God. So we're famous. It flashed right by Crystal's arm and part of my boobs.
So Joy's upper body is...
My chest area and, like, Crystal's arm was, like, flailing in this episode. We were on an episode of Murder Made Me Famous.
Yeah. On Reels.
The Yolanda Saldivar
Yolanda.
Story. Yolanda.
I don't know what this is
Yolanda.
From.
Yolanda. What was it from? Were we just saying shit?
No, it's from the video with the girl and the Jamaican thing, wasn't it?
But her name is not Yolanda.
I know. It was from the shoot that day we were talking about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's so funny. I just know it was funny.
It's funny. We had to be there, I guess.
Okay. Yes.
And yeah, so we're famous.
So we're famous.
Go watch
that. End of the story. That's all I got.
Anyways, anything else we're watching? Anything else we're doing? The Globes are on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll be recapping.
Recapping.
It's good to know that I can still speak improper while I have
verbal. You can still speak in accent while your voice is like.
We're gonna recap.
It's literally lower than mine.
Because this is the beginning. We're gonna know what to watch and do our homework and everything. And because come Oscar night, we're gonna know our stuff. So because this year we will watch all the movies. Joy.
We will.
No matter what kind of movies they are.
Joy.
Hey. Well, one of those was actually a problem.
That's fine.
The other one I don't give a fuck different. About. But
the arm. Yeah. Okay.
Andrew Garfield.
Remember, we waited for you to see the last one and you never showed up at the house. You showed up real late and the Oscars were already on.
Because it's Joy. She was born late.
No, you were not.
I was working, wasn't it?
No, you were with someone else and then you never
came.
Yeah.
What was I doing?
Which, to be fair, we made her do that like the weekend before.
Yeah, you did. My friend called my mom like, is Joy okay? Because she said she was coming like an hour ago, but she's still not here. And I was sitting at your house, at your apartment. Talking.
If you need to know,
talking. And they literally thought I was, like, dead or something.
If you're going to be friends with us, you have to know how important this night is, okay? How prepared we need to
well,
be.
Well, no, the Oscars, yeah, totally.
You didn't know that last
year. No, you didn't.
Craziest Girlfriend comes back tonight, too. Oh, my God. I'm going to... Okay, so we're going to have to do a podcast about The Crown. And, yeah.
I mean, I have thoughts, so just keep, just turn it on. I'm ready. Also, are you going to continue to watch Jane?
Jane?
With Jane and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I think I'll wait until they're on Netflix and binge the entire season.
Okay. Fair.
I would agree with that, but with the exception of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the last couple episodes are really, really good.
Like, yeah, I've heard.
Way more than I thought they were going to be. Like, I was not ready for that. Bravo, everybody. So, those, yeah. But,
Yeah, he Jane, I think I'm just going to wait.
Very first penis I saw. I definitely can't sing like Donna, whatever Chapman her name is, but that song was flawless.
I'm kind of getting over Jane. It breaks my heart because, like, I want to support that show, you know.
Yeah.
Brown people.
But I can't.
I'm not invested anymore.
What we do need to start watching is Narcos because.
Yes!
Diego Luna.
You got to see your husband.
And, Diego Luna. And then, I've heard really great things. Really great things. I love Michael Peña so much. I've heard really great things about Mozart in the Jungle, and I didn't realize it was on.
Remember, we're like, we're gonna.
I didn't realize it was on Amazon Prime, so I can watch it. Doesn't matter where I'm at, I can watch it. So I'm gonna watch that.
So I'm in.
Oh hell yeah! And I love Garcia Bernal. So
yeah, Janie says it's really good. So
anyway, so yeah. Did you end up seeing Coco?
No.
If you want to know who. I'm going to take you to go see it. You're free on Tuesday. We're going to go see it first thing in the morning. We're going to go see it.
Did you see Jumanji yet?
No. Okay. I was going to go by myself, then I didn't.
You're wearing the appropriate attire.
You
need to go.
Do you want to come with me and my brother and my dad?
You should go. It's good.
You should go.
I mean, I can.
I got to go grocery shopping for Crystal.
You can go when you come back.
We can go grocery shopping when we come back.
Go see. It's very good. It's very enjoyable.
And Crystal's saying it's very good. Hates The Rock.
I don't like The Rock. I'm over him, but it was very good.
Don't add us.
And Karen
I like Gillan The Rock. It's okay.
Your girl is great.
I'm very excited.
I love Karen Gillan.
What?
Whatever.
What? Was it with you that I, like, mixed up her name with someone?
Oh, yeah. Taron Killam.
Like, Taron Killam.
Taron Killam? Isn't that the guy off of SNL?
Yeah.
We were watching How I Met Your Mother, and he was on, and he's married to Kobe Smulders, but I couldn't, like, get there. I got their names so intertwined.
It was really funny. I was like, wait, I don't think that's right.
Guess who texted me?
Who?
This bitch.
Who that? Oh!
Ooh, what?
Melina. I'll just tell you
this. Can I go?
Okay, Sunday guys.
Is the Golden Globes. We can't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, just kidding. Sorry. Why are you looking at me?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, jeez. Okay, guys.
It's just been 20 minutes of us bullshitting.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Go watch Jumanji and The Greatest Showman and what's the other one?
Go see Coco. Nervous.
Coco. Don't quit banging on the
table. Coco! If you have it, go see Star Wars in the D-Box seats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jumanji would probably be fun in that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is all the way over here, and it's expensive.
You're making bank, girl. Can't you go?
Yeah, but I have to. My brother and my dad also.
Isn't your dad like a? Never mind. I won't say.
Shut up.
Okay. Bye.